I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Insomnia is defined as difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or waking up and not being able to return to sleep. To talk about behavioral changes to get a better night's sleep and also cognitive behavioral therapy to treat chronic insomnia is Dr. Allison Wilkerson. She's a licensed clinical psychologist and assistant professor in the Sleep and Anxiety Treatment and Research Program at MUSC. Dr. Wilkerson, first, for people who are experiencing short-term or recent sleepless nights, what can they do to try to get out of this cycle before it really becomes chronic insomnia?
Well, an occasional sleepless night or difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, for that to happen a couple of times is really very common and nothing to be concerned about. If it starts to happen several nights a week for maybe a few weeks in a row, then there's some things that you might want to do to kind of help keep that from becoming a more long-term problem. So the two main things we would recommend would be to try to keep a regular sleep schedule, if at all possible. So trying to get in bed at the same time every night and trying to wake up at the same time every morning. That's really the most important key. That will really strengthen your internal body clock. And the other is to try to get out of bed if you're not sleeping. So if you find yourself tossing and turning on a regular basis, anytime you can get up and out of bed, that's really helpful because you don't want your brain to start associating your bed with being awake and frustrated.
And just get up for a short time and then return back to bed?
Mm-hmm. Get up until you start to really feel sleepy again and feel like you're ready to go to sleep.
Tell us about cognitive behavioral therapy to help people who have chronic insomnia.
When we think about chronic insomnia, right now we define that as difficulty falling or staying asleep or waking up too early in the morning for at least 3 nights a week for at least 3 months. So cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, or CBTI, is an approach that we use to incorporate changing some of your thoughts and behaviors to help improve insomnia symptoms. It's primarily focused on those two problems I mentioned before, about trying to keep a regular sleep schedule and trying to stay out of bed if you're not sleeping. We also integrate a few other common strategies for lots of problems, things like relaxation training and what we call cognitive restructuring. So tackling some thoughts that we might have about sleep that aren't very helpful for us.
And how long might a cognitive behavioral therapy program go on for someone who has chronic insomnia?
So initially, it was designed to be 5 to 6 weeks or 5 to 6 sessions. In recent years, they've developed brief behavioral therapy for insomnia, which is 2 sessions and a couple of phone calls. And really recently, they've been trying to look at doing what they call a single shot of CBTI. So 1 session that kind of throws everything together at once.
How effective is cognitive behavioral therapy for chronic insomnia when you compare it with other treatments that might be available?
So cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia might take a couple of weeks to 6 weeks to really get insomnia treated. However, when we look at 6 months to a couple of years down the line, people are typically doing pretty well. Medications, on the other hand, work a lot faster, so they will work that same day. However, when you quit taking the medication, you quit seeing the results.
Dr. Wilkerson, thanks for providing this information about getting a good night's sleep.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.